This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you. Good to bring a Bible message. Today I'm reading in the first letter by John and chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, I want to read from the end of verse 8 to verse 10. At the end of verse 8, we read these words, God is love. Verse 9 says, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Today I want to talk about the love of God. Last time we spoke about the love of God, and we were reading in John chapter 3, and we read verse 16 that tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In this chapter of 1 John 4, twice over we read that God is love. We read it in verse 8 in our reading today, and we also find it in verse 16, where again it says that God is love. And when we read that God is love, this is a description of God's nature. This is what he is in himself. This is what he is in his being. But how good it is that God has not contained himself to himself, but God has made himself known. He has revealed his nature to us, and we see that in verse 9. At the end of verse 8, it says that God is love, and then at the beginning of verse 9, it says that God has manifested his love. God has shown his love. He did not keep it to himself. And John tells us the way in which God has manifested his love toward us. He says, in this is how he has done it. He says that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world. The Son of God was always with God the Father. It was an eternal relationship that they had, but God the Father manifested, showed his love to us, so much so that he sent his only begotten Son into the world. We remember who the Son was. We thought of that last time, how that he is the beloved Son of God, for we read last time, and we thought it last time in John 3 and 35, how that the Father loves the Son. But here he has sent him into the world, and this is the revelation of the love of God. He has revealed it. He has done this by sending his unique Son into the world. Now, we might wonder why he would do that. If he loves his Son so much, and he does, why would he send him into this world? But this is a proof of his love to this world. This is a proof of his love to us. John says here, he has done it so that we might live through him. For without him, we don't have life. We read in Ephesians 2 and verse 1 how that we were dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, God saw us in such a condition. He saw us in our dead condition, and he knew that because we were dead, we were helpless. There was absolutely nothing that we could do for ourselves. But so much was God's love toward us that in our dead condition, he sent his Son into this world that we might live through him, so that we could receive eternal life, so that we could receive spiritual life. And so what a massive thing it was for God to send his Son into the world. But verse 10 goes further than this. Not only did God send his Son into the world, but here we read that God sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. What does this word propitiation mean? Well, in simple words, this word propitiation means a sacrifice well-pleasing to God for our sins. We remember that we were dead in trespasses and in sins, and because of our spiritual condition, we needed a sacrifice for our sins. God himself demanded that there would be a sacrifice for sins. We see this throughout our Old Testament scriptures, that many, many sacrifices were offered up for the sins of the people. So yes, we needed a sacrifice for our sins, and God himself has provided himself that sacrifice for our sins in the person of his own Son. God's Son was that sacrifice for our sins, and God's Son was that well-pleasing to God sacrifice for our sins. And where was this sacrifice offered? This sacrifice for our sins was offered up to God by the Son of God at the cross of Calvary. God knew that that was what we needed if our sins were going to be forgiven. The Son of God knew that that was what we needed if our sins were going to be forgiven, if we were going to come into the blessing of eternal life. And so there on the cross, Christ offered up the sacrifice to God for our sins. And here is the full revelation of the heart of God for us, that we might come into eternal blessing. And we can thank God today that that sacrifice that Christ offered up to God for our sins, it was a sacrifice that was accepted by God. It was even more than that. It was a sacrifice that was well-pleasing to God for our sins. And we remember at the end of the time of Christ on the cross at Calvary, he made that cry of victory when he said, "It is finished." And it was a cry of victory with a loud voice. And when he said that, he gave his spirit back to his Father and he died. But we know, of course, that he didn't stay dead, because 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. So we know today that the sacrifice that was offered up to God for our sins was well-pleasing to God. So enough has been done by God. Enough has been done by the Son of God for us, that we might have life. And John also in his writings tell us that if we have the Son of God, we have life. And this is what we find even in the next chapter, because John says in verse 11 of verse chapter 5, he says, "This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And so here we see that it is one or the other. We have the Son or we don't have the Son. We have the life or we don't have the life. We need the Son of God for our eternal well-being. He has done all that is necessary for us. So if we realize who we are in our natural condition, in our dead condition, dead in trespasses and in sins, that there's nothing that we can do for ourselves, but he has done it all for us, we need to trust him, because he's the only Savior. And we can thank God today that God is love, and that God has revealed his love toward us, and thank God it is toward us. We read in scripture how that angels sinned against God, but we don't read of God showing his love to them. He is shown his love to us, that he sent first of all his Son into the world that we might live through him, and then sending him onto the cross, that in him we might have life, we might have salvation, we might have forgiveness, that we might have an eternity with God through believing in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the message. If you would like to contact me, you can do it via email. My address is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.